Omar Amin has been in jail for 1,000 days, nearly 3 years, over charges that he was a commander with ISIS and that he killed an Iraqi police officer in 2014. But Amin's lawyers say that's impossible, because Amin was 600 miles away in Turkey the day the officer was killed, and they have the evidence to prove it. Michael Anthony Adams is an international correspondent at Vice News who helped obtain some of that evidence.
We went to Iraq, and it was becoming fairly apparent that the people that were involved in these accusations, there was a lot of holes in their stories. They were unreliable witnesses. We were able to get phone records that GPS located Omar Amin in Turkey on the day of the murder.
Last month, a federal judge ruled there was insufficient evidence to prove he was the assailant and rejected Iraq's request to extradite him. While the Iraqi government still claims he's an ISIS commander responsible for multiple killings, Adams says Amin was a refugee who was fleeing violence in Iraq because he didn't want to raise his children in a war zone. Amin first fled to Turkey, where he applied for asylum in the U.S. before legally resettling in Sacramento. But now, instead of reuniting with his family, Amin is being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. In a statement read by Basim Alkara, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Sacramento, Amin says he was looking forward to celebrating with his family for Ramadan.
It's been almost 3 years since I was woken up and taken away suddenly from the arms of my family. The judge found me innocent and ordered me to be immediately released. But ICE didn't let me go home that day, and they are detaining me in a faraway location. It saddens me that I still have to fight for my freedom again. Please let me go home to my family now, so that I can enjoy these last few days of Ramadan with them, break my fast with them, enjoy my first celebration with my children in over 2 years.
Despite his legal victory, ICE is still pushing for Amin's extradition because of a discrepancy in his original asylum application. Amin's supporters say ICE's actions are a reminder that the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies are still causing pain for the thousands of families settled in the U.S. Here's Siobhan Waldron, one of the attorneys representing Amin.
His continued detention is egregious in light of the federal court's decision and all of the evidence presented. ICE has provided no information or evidence as to why they still believe that he may be a threat to public safety or national security. Because there is none. The evidence has been presented and it has been thrown out by a federal court. We demand answers. Why is Omar detained?
To secure his release, Amin's lawyers will have to convince the government that he would be persecuted if returned to Iraq. But until then, he remains behind bars at an ICE detention center in Bakersfield, a long way away from his family in Sacramento. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.